This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Oh, boy. Okay, so yesterday, I had a really nice outfit on. Okay, you know, because of my whole stomach thing and the esophagus ulcers and all that, well, I haven't had much of an appetite. And you guys know me. I mean, I could eat, you know, 5,000 calories in one bite. And so I've been starting to slim down. I know. Sexy. I am looking pretty sexy. Thank you, guys. Thank you. But, yeah, I am. So I'm getting sexy. Can't wait. So I've been losing weight, and there's this whole row of clothes in my closet that I could start wearing again. And it's phenomenal, you know, because you got, you know, I have my skinny clothes from high school. I still have my skinny jeans from high school. I will never be able to fit into those ever again. It's embarrassing, but I keep them, you know, just in case. I could get a bad stomach flu, maybe fit into my skinny jeans. They're a Union Bay. Remember Union Bay back then? Oh, they're very sexy. They're really cool. Little zipper on the anklets. I loved 80s jeans. The button fly, I didn't like. You know, the Levi's button fly 501 blues or whatever. The button fly, couldn't stand it because the button fly had about 5 buttons. And when you're trying to go pee between physics class and trig, you don't have time to undo a bunch of buttons. So, you know, you end up basically not making it a lot of time. So button fly I thought was very stupid. Yeah, they look good. Button fly looks good, but it's really not practical, you know. In fact, get rid of the zipper and the snap or the button. Just let me do a polyester pull down at my age right now. So anyway, I'm not going to probably ever wear the jeans again, but at least I have. Then I got the acid washed jeans. Those look pretty good too. Okay, so good. Okay, so, but then there was a time when I had given birth, and I wasn't back to my pre-pregnancy weight, which was skinny. And so I have all these clothes that are the year 2001 era, okay? And if you remember, you know, with Friends and Will and Grace and that kind of, there were some pretty cool styles. So anyway, I have a pair of pants. They actually look like they're from the 1970s. And they aren't really belt bottoms, but they're very shiny and shimmery. And they have really big bottoms to it. Not tush, but whatever. The only problem is I'm not tall enough for these pants. They must have been made, I think I got them at Macy's. They must have been made like for a taller model. Because what happens is the shimmering big legged bottom, bell bottom things on the bottom of it get caught under my heel. So at work, I took a tumble. And so I fall down, and I mean, it's so embarrassing when you fall, you know, because everybody's like, you know, are you okay? Because I can't get up that quickly. You know, a kid can fall down and then bounce right back up and nobody sees his butt. For me, you know, I'm rolling around. I'm trying to brace my knee. I'm trying to find a place on the wall where I could sink my nail into it to try to, you know, support myself up. So it's really embarrassing. Okay, so knees all banged up. I'm all bruised up. And, you know what? I fell on my pants. What do you, it's my stupid pants. Okay, no big deal. But you know what? I feel good. So I go home, I work out, I'm great. Okay, I wake up this morning, I'm good. I'm like, okay, well, this is nice. So it looks like, okay, so what? So I fell, my knee's going to be bruised up, who cares? I'm okay. You know, my sciatica is a little bit better. I've been doing, you know, this traction. Corey got me a traction table where you lie there upside down. So I was lying there upside down watching the Dolphin-Raven game. Oh, my God, 40-0. Are you kidding me? Yeah, I had a little baby bet on the Dolphins. Well, because the Dolphins are making a comeback. So anyway, okay, so I've been doing traction, et cetera. So I'm feeling really good. So this morning, I get up. And as I walk, I step on something, and it's squishy, and it's warm. Well, what is squishy and warm? Fresh dog poop. So little Uzi, our puppy, even though she has, like, multiple doggy doors throughout the house, did poo-poo house. So I'm like, okay, well, you know, so I pick her up. You know, I don't like to put their nose in the poo-poo because they just turn around and, you know, snuggle their nose to you or lick their nose and then kiss you. So I don't want her poo-poo in my face. But what I did is I showed her the poo-poo. I said, bad girl, no poo-poo house. And as I bend down to throw her outside the doggy door, snap. And boy, oh, Lord have mercy. Okay, so I'm in pain. And meanwhile, I'm like, oh, my gosh, you know, Donald Trump just started this war on opioids. I mean, oh, you know, can you please hold off for just a couple days because I think I'm going to need something. Oh, my gosh. But then I'm like, you know what? Mind over matter. I got this. You know how you guys keep telling yourself, look, I can just listen to the Dr. Dolly show. It's going to get better. It's going to get better. And then for some reason it does. So that's what I did. I'm like, you know what? I got to work out. I can't let this mess with me. I'm going to talk away the pain. And I did. So I start working out. I do a lighter treadmill workout. But I'm like, okay, this is good. So I'm like, okay, pain's gone. Got it. I don't have to take any medication. I'm looking good. You know, maybe I'll have Corey adjust me because he's a chiropractor. And then, time to take my own poop. And I go, I sit down, playing Candy Crush, you know, checking my mail, right? Figuring out what I'm going to talk about on the show today. And as I get up from the toilet seat, oh, Nelly. So right now, I am like all pillowed up. And here's the problem. No, I couldn't finish my poop. So I'm really constipated right now because of the pain. My back hurts. I'm so afraid that I'm not going to be able to get a narcotic if I need to get a narcotic. I would really like to have a narcotic out there, you know, just in case this doesn't go away. I took an ibuprofen. I know we're not supposed to be running to the pills. Oh, by the way, remember, I have esophageal ulcers. I'm not supposed to be taking ibuprofen. So don't tell my gastroenterologist. I'm not supposed to be taking ibuprofen. But what am I supposed to do, okay? I'm in pain. You know, and my husband has the type of hands where once he starts to adjust to me, I'm like, oh, you know, maybe, you know, you're kind of handsome. And anyway, so we never really finished the whole chiropractic session, if you catch my drift. So, bad day for me, but probably worst day for you because you have to hear about it. But there was a point I was trying to make. Oh, yeah, don't try to poop after you've injured your back. Give it about, you know, 36 hours. All right. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. What went well and what is not going to go well with this public health emergency Trump declared on opioids? Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Let's take a look at some numbers. 4 out of 5 people who have a stroke, their first symptom is a stroke. 80% of all strokes and heart disease, preventable. And $149 is all it takes to get screened and help take control of your health. We're Lifeline Screening. And if you're over 50, call now to schedule an appointment for 5 painless screenings that go beyond regular checkups. We use ultrasound technology to literally look inside your arteries for plaque that builds up as you age and increases your risk for stroke and cardiovascular disease. And by getting them through this package, you're saving over 50%. For just $149, you'll receive 5 screenings that could reveal what your body isn't telling you. Lifeline Screening, the power of prevention. Call Lifeline Screening today at 888-815-LIFE to learn more. That's 888-815-LIFE, 888-815-5433.
Are you tired of paying fees and commissions to that other site? I know you are. And I'm here to tell you about a great alternative to sell your stuff. BuySellMakeOffer.com is the best-selling site to ever come along. It doesn't matter what you're selling, big or small, it's easier than ever. And you can use Skype to show your items and get to know your potential buyer, and they can see that you are for real. No more blind trust. And you're not limited to snapshots. You can video what you're selling to better sell it fast. For as little as $9.95, and that's after a free 30 days, you can sell everything you no longer want with absolutely no fees, ever. Go right now to BuySellMakeOffer.com and become part of a community of buyers and sellers who have already discovered this revolutionary way of getting it sold online. That's BuySellMakeOffer.com. You'll never regret making the switch. BuySellMakeOffer.com. So, what are you waiting for?
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Would it be okay if you had two paychecks instead of one? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to get an extra paycheck every month, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Google has all but banned the movie series What Would Muhammad Do? It's a brilliant film on the true history and goals of Islam. This is the film Trump's enemies and holdouts from the Obama administration are terrified you will see. Pro-Islamic groups working with Google and other multi-billion dollar corporations have vowed to suppress the distribution of What Would Muhammad Do? When you see it, you'll understand why. Get your copy while you still can. Order the 4-DVD collection today for $39.95 plus shipping and handling. Or go online and download the entire movie series for just $19.95. But wait, for those who order in the next 30 minutes, we'll throw in a 9-part series on the Muslim Brotherhood absolutely free. Go to WWMDfilm.com or call 304-289-3700 now. That's WWMDfilm.com or call 304-289-3700 now.
Tuning in, 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Human Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Blake, who is working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so a bunch of people have been getting their panties all up in a bunch because President Donald Trump did not declare a formal national disaster declaration when it came to the opioid epidemic. Now, I thought national disaster declarations have to do with Hurricane Irma. or Hurricane Harvey, or Superstorm Sandy, or the tornado in Joplin. That's what I thought national disaster declarations are for. All right. Instead, he declared a nationwide public health emergency. I thought that was fine, but people's panties are getting all up in a bunch. Now, very cool, Rob Marinko and Leanne Tweeden on KVC Radio had me come on to talk about what I think should be done and you know, talk about this. And, okay, we have an opioid epidemic. I think we all agree with that. 91 people die in a day of opioids. It's some serious stuff. But taking funds from FEMA or, you know, taking funds that are earmarked for national disasters when we could be coming up against a very bitter winter. We just got off the heels of one of the worst hurricane seasons. Somebody's saying that there's some volcano that may be erupting somewhere. We're supposed to be anticipating a pretty bad flu season. I just don't think it was that bad a move to declare a public health emergency as opposed to a national disaster declaration. So I think everybody could just straighten out their boxers. This really wasn't that bad a move. Now, Trump, through the Public Health Services Act, directed his acting Secretary of Health and Human Services to declare a nationwide health emergency. All right? According to that, basically, the order is going to, like we talked about the other day, expand access to telemedicine in rural areas. So what does that mean? That means if you live in an area where you don't have a lot of doctors, you could then, through telemedicine, talk to a doctor remotely, whether they're in Indiana, whether they're in Florida, whether they're in India. All right, so it's going to expand access to telemedicine in rural areas, which I think is good. Instruct agencies to curb bureaucratic delays, double good, especially when it comes to dispensing money, and shift some federal grants towards combating the crisis. Why is that bad? I think that's good. Okay? If Trump had used, according to CNN, the Stafford Disaster Relief and Emergency Assistance Act, the federal government apparently would have been able to tap into funds from FEMA, which is the Federal Emergency Management Agency Disaster Relief Fund, to combat opioids. You know what? No. Keep that money where we need it for, God forbid, because it looks like every year something bad is happening. All right? Or mass shooting. Just for this opioid epidemic, we got a bunch of people with spinal stenosis and diabetic neuropathy and idiots like me falling down because of their pants, having back pain. Don't be using FEMA funds for that. They say the Stafford Act has traditionally been used to provide recovery money to natural disasters, Hurricanes Maria, Irma, and Harvey. That's what I said, so just leave it for that. So they say the nationwide health emergency that Trump ordered is more tailored and directed, but it comes with less immediate action. Okay, so what immediate action does everybody want? This is where we got to just take a step back and, you know, think here. What immediate action is being expected by a group of politicians when it comes to your back pain? I'm scared to death to think what these politicians are going to come up with. Well, we got to get the doctors to stop prescribing, so let's immediately enact a law that any doctor who prescribes more than 30 tablets is put on suspension. Oh my gosh. Is it going to be something like that? Already, you guys are noticing that doctors do not want to write pain medicines now as it is. Look, we see the writing on the wall. Okay? We're fine writing your Z-Pak and writing your Lipitor and giving you your Viagra. Yeah, I will give you Viagra all day long because nobody's threatening to take my license away if I give you Viagra. But if I'm going to be at risk for losing my license for writing you a pain medication, I'm sorry. I'm only as good to you if I'm good myself. Like, you're only as healthy. You can't make other people healthy if you're not healthy. Meaning, I can't help other patients if I don't have a practice. if I don't have a license. So I need to make sure that license is solid, solidified, protected, and nothing's going to happen to it so I can help other people. And if that means turning you down when it comes to giving you a pain medication, that's a choice I'm going to have to make. And it's ugly to say that, but that's what's going on right now. So they want a emergency crisis FEMA-infused funded campaign to stop the opioid epidemic. And all I hear coming from the government and coming from legislators and city leaders and certain media posts are, well, all right, well, you know, we got to stop the overprescribing. No, all right, overprescribing is one small piece of it. You need to stop the pain. True, you got people taking narcotics for funsies. Yeah, you got people, you know, popping a Percocet, doing some blow, drinking beer, chasing it with some Jack. Okay, you got those idiots out there. But you also have people who were in major car accidents, had spinal surgery, have degenerative discs, are in dire need of a knee and hip replacement. If you really want to do anything urgently to combat the opioid crisis, fix health care. Get people access to a knee replacement, to a hip replacement, to facet blocks, to epidural injections, to chiropractors, to physical therapy, to massage. How come massage isn't covered by insurance? Now, me personally, because of, you know, all the, you know, trigger points I have and the fibromyalgia, I feel good overall. I just hate getting a massage because it hurts me. I'm like, please don't touch anything. Please, it hurts. But I got to tell you, there's people out there that say massage is what keeps them kicking. So why isn't insurance covering massage? If you really want to do something drastically, fix health care. And these people who have chronic pain could maybe get some treatments that they need or access. It's a hell of a lot cheaper to buy some Vicodin than it is to go to a doctor. So people will just go and get the Vicodin. And then, you know, if we don't like the narcotics that we have, why don't we incentivize pharmaceutical companies to make alternatives? Oh, the pharmaceutical companies make so much money, and they're in bed with the government, and they're in bed with doctors, and screw the pharmaceutical companies. Nah. All right, nobody's going to make new drugs if there's no incentive. Somebody incentivize pharmaceutical companies to come up with a better drug. Which company had to just pull their extended-release narcotic? And so many patients were freaked out because, was it the Opana ER? I have to remember. I'm having a brain fart. Sorry. But are you kidding me? So now what you're going to do is pull back medications that could offer sustained release and not short-term buzzes and aliquots of pain control? You're going to now pull those medicines back? What do you think a pharmaceutical company boardroom is talking about right now? Well, you know, we have an opioid crisis and, you know, they're going to need new medicines. Well, don't, because any new medicine we come up with, even the extended release, we're going to get sued for. We're going to have to pull back. Well, then, you know what? If we're going to take a loss, let's just, why don't we make more Viagra? Yeah, let's just do that. Viagra's safer. Why don't we make an erectile dysfunction drug? We're good. That's not the way to manage this. So, and I even think Donald Trump, and this isn't supposed to be a whole segment talking about how wonderful Donald Trump is, but I think even he had said, look, you know, why don't we encourage, you know, a better healthcare system? So, save FEMA funds for where they need to be. When it comes to opioids, and it comes to you guys aren't in politics, so you're probably wondering what to do. Don't be in pain. Don't abuse your joints. Don't gain too much weight. Be very careful when you drive a car. Right? Take care of your bones. Eat healthy. Be well rested. Don't trip over stupid pants. But you're going to have to be proactive because I don't know what access we're going to have to pain medicines later on. 1-877-DUCK-BELLY.
Out. advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level. That's advertise.gcnlive.com.
ProPure water filters, most trusted, most tested. Right now you can save 25% on the ProPure Nomad Gravity System. Visit an authorized ProPure dealer for details. That's P-R-O-P-U-R.
In an emergency, you need a fire now. But what if the wood is wet? No problem for InstaFire. Our non-toxic fire starter packs lights wet wood, floats, and can even burn on water or in any weather. Sustains winds up to 30 miles per hour, and each pouch weighs only 1.75 ounces. Need an emergency or camp stove? Get the InstaFire Inferno stove that boils 20 ounces of water in under 3 minutes with controllable heat and temp from 425 to 1500 degrees. Free shipping. Go to InstaFire.com and use discount code RADIO30 at the 3x for 30% off your order. InstaFire. Fire in an instant.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. That's 800-535-7789.
Kiyosaki, Rogers, and Schiff all concur there's an economic calamity that'll be facing this country. My question to you is, do you know when and are you prepared? Most people don't, but my friends over at Republic Monetary Exchange have been leading experts in precious metals to help you offset the coming economic collapse. Right now, for a limited time, they have a free book called The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. You simply need to give them a call at 888-772-2929 to get that in your hands. Do not allow the insiders to do what they did to you in 2008, putting your IRAs, 401ks, and savings in jeopardy. You need this book, and you need it now. The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. Call 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. There's a reason that the largest investment banking company in the world, J.P. Morgan, just purchased another 50 million ounces of silver. This free book will explain it. 888-772-2929.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so I guess the White House or the Trump administration has released, but we've had the release of thousands of JFK assassination documents, but Trump is delaying release of some of them, apparently because of national security concerns. They say President Trump delayed last night evening the release of thousands of pages of classified documents related to the JFK assassination, bowing to pressure from the CIA, FBI, and other federal agencies. They are trying to keep some of the final secrets about the 53-year-old investigation, because it happened about 53 years old, actually almost 54 years now. And the president allowed the immediate release of 2,800 records by the National Archives following a last-minute scramble to meet a 25-year legal deadline. After lobbying by national security officials, the remaining documents will be reviewed during a 180-day period. In a memo released by the White House, Trump said, "I am ordering today that the veil finally be lifted. At the same time, executive departments and agencies have proposed to me that certain information should continue to be redacted because of national security, law enforcement, and foreign affairs concerns. I have no choice today but to accept those redactions rather than allow potentially irreversible harm to our nation's security." So, I guess we're looking through them now. The records were put online at about 7:30 p.m. There are thousands of field reports, cables, interview summaries from dozens of FBI, CIA, congressional investigators, and they reveal the minute or the minutiae of everything. I mean, we talk decades and continents, etc. And they're typed and they're stamped secret, and they're so it's a lot to go through. Although what I find very fascinating is when Hillary Clinton and Huma Abedin's emails were on Anthony Weiner's laptop, and there were reportedly thousands. They got through that within a weekend. Yet we're being told that to get through these documents, it's going to take months. Someone explain that to me. They say many of the files highlight the desperate search for Lee Harvey Oswald's possible connections to communists, Cubans, or both in the months before he shot Kennedy on November 22, 1963. Several show the FBI's often extraordinary efforts to identify suspected communists in the U.S. Dozens of them amount to brief records on individuals whose names were drawn from the mailing list of a publication called The Worker. Some documents, they say, according to Washington Post, summarize internal discussions within Communist Party meetings after the assassination, discussing whether Oswald was innocent and whether communists could be blamed for Kennedy's deaths. One FBI memo from April 1964, details Director J. Edgar Hoover's interest in connecting key players. He tells the New York field office to check out a tip that prior to the association, a meeting took place at Jack Ruby's Carousel Club in Dallas. Ruby was there, a man whose name is ineligible, Dallas police officer J.D. Tippett, who was shot by Oswald as he fled from the scene of the Kennedy shooting. So that's weird. Now, Oswald was, I guess, a former Marine. He had temporarily defected to the Soviet Union at one point, and then he was killed by Ruby, basically, at Dallas Police Headquarters, and that was on live television. We've all seen that picture, etc. So there's a lot of stuff that obviously needs to go through, but, you know, remember years ago, I told you that I was watching the footage. I've talked about this on air a lot. I was watching the footage of the breaking news and Walter Cronkite talking about the, you know, that there was a, I don't know if he used the term accident, but there was an incident with JFK. JFK's stable. He's being treated, you know, and they were trying to calm everybody down. There was like a soap opera in the beginning of the, I believe, the newscast, and then they broke back into the soap opera, and then it just started to, unfortunately, unfold. And as I'm watching this, they were discussing how fortunate it was and what a miracle it was that that Lyndon B. Johnson, his car slowed down prior to the shooting. And they were like, gosh, if Lyndon B. Johnson's car was only a few meters, he could have been shot also. Boy, I don't know what made that car slow down, but that was a miracle. And, you know, they're talking about that, and I'm like, okay, so he slowed down before this happened. Huh. Did anybody interview the driver? Did Lyndon B. Johnson go, you know what, can you slow down? Or did anybody, then they were talking about how, you know, in Dallas, LBJ has, you know, great supporters. And, you know, I think John F. Kennedy was not going to continue with Lyndon B. Johnson as his vice president for the 1964 election. So there was a lot going on. So I'm thinking, how thoroughly was LBJ investigated? Well, I guess in one of the documents, the Soviets did think that Lyndon B. Johnson was behind the Kennedy assassination. And remember, the Soviets had a huge network of spies. According to New York Daily News, Soviet spies believe that President Lyndon B. Johnson was behind the death of JFK. This is according to an FBI document. Sources told the American agency that the officials in the USSR believed there was some well-organized conspiracy on the part of the, quote, ultra-right that led to the 1963 assassination, with later claims that there was evidence to show the vice president's involvement. This is why I thought all the JFK papers were, you know, kept secret or kept, in a vault. Although you would think LBJ during her presidency would have had everything burned. But anyway. So the claim was part of a memo on the Soviet reaction to Kennedy's death, forwarded from then FBI Director J. Edgar Hoover to Johnson's assistant Marvin Watson in 1966. It's now published as part of the newly unveiled JFK archive. Our sources added that in instructions from Moscow, it was indicated that now the KGB was in possession of data purporting to indicate President Johnson was responsible for the assassination of President JFK. And this was intelligence from 1965. They say KGB headquarters indicated that in view of this information, it was necessary for the Soviet government to know the existing personal relationship between President Johnson and Kennedy family, particularly that between President John and Robert and Ted Kennedy. Now, Johnson's involvement was a theory. They say the involvement in the assassination has been a persistent, if less common, theory behind the killing, spurred on by a woman named Madeline Duncan Brown, who says she was the vice president's lover. Conspiracy theorist Dave Perry told Dallas Morning News that Johnson could not have been at the party the night before the assassination, where he allegedly whispered about the crime to follow the next day, as a string of photographs were showing a... And so anyway, here's the thing, okay? I don't want to say LBJ did it, okay? At this point, what are you going to do? LBJ's gone, you know, but I was just, you know, and I wish I could get a hold of that footage or that link. The problem is you need to sit there for the whole 2.5 hours and watch it as it unfolds and almost picture yourself being there in 1963. It's amazing. You actually get really enveloped in it. And I wasn't, you know, obsessed with the whole, you know, assassination and the story. Like some people, they really, really find it fascinating. But, you know, I watched it, you know, from a journalist standpoint. And, you know, they're talking about Eunice and, you know, some of the Kennedy family members coming to the airport because they want to see JFK and see how he's doing in the hospital. I'm like, oh, hurry, hurry. I mean, I'm even finding myself telling them to hurry. This was back in 1963. But you get that enveloped in the footage. But as you're watching it, it's just hitting you. And then I never thought LBJ could have been a part of it. But when you start picking up on these little things, you're like, I'm just shocked he wasn't a bigger suspect than he was. Soviet sentiment cited in the document also said that Lee Harvey Oswald was a, quote, nut job who visited in the USSR but was denied a longer stay because of perceived mental illness. You know, the other thing, too, is, you know, Lee Harvey Oswald being a, quote, nutcase and, you know, military reject where he didn't continue in the military and I don't think the military would have wanted him back. How is somebody like that so successful at planning an assassination of a president? I don't believe he actually alone. I believe, I think this was probably one of the biggest government cover-ups you could have imagined. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. $39.95 plus shipping and handling. Use discount code GCN and receive 15% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter and get your Bug Assault today.
Let's take a look at some numbers. 4 out of 5 people who have a stroke, their first symptom is a stroke. 80% of all strokes and heart disease, preventable. And $149 is all it takes to get screened and help take control of your health. We're Lifeline Screening. And if you're over 50, call now to schedule an appointment for 5 painless screenings that go beyond regular checkups. We use ultrasound technology to literally look inside your arteries for plaque that builds up as you age and increases your risk for stroke and cardiovascular disease. And by getting them through this package, you're saving over 50%. For just $149, you'll receive 5 screenings that could reveal what your body isn't telling you. Lifeline Screening, the power of prevention. Call Lifeline Screening today at 888-815-LIFE to learn more. That's 888-815-LIFE, 888-815-5433.
Google has all but banned the movie series What Would Muhammad Do? It's a brilliant film on the true history and goals of Islam. This is the film Trump's enemies and holdouts from the Obama administration are terrified you will see. Pro-Islamic groups working with Google and other multi-billion dollar corporations have vowed to suppress the distribution of What Would Muhammad Do? When you see it, you'll understand why. Get your copy while you still can. Order the 4-DVD collection today for $39.95 plus shipping and handling. Or go online and download the entire movie series for just $19.95. But wait, for those who order in the next 30 minutes, we'll throw in a 9-part series on the Muslim Brotherhood absolutely free. Go to www.mdfilm.com or call 304-289-3700 now. That's www.mdfilm.com or call 304-289-3700 now.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-972-6540. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-972-6540. That's 1-800-972-6540. 6540 1-800-972-6540.
Dolly, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. We got Tom on the line. Hey, Tom, how you doing?
Hey, Doc. Well, you know, you were talking about Lyndon Baines Johnson. I'm going to talk about opioids, but I'll jump on the bus with you. was a crazy man.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't doubt for a minute that he might have conspired with other crazy lunatic people in government to assassinate Kennedy.
He had the most to gain. You know, he really had the most to gain. I just, and again, I know now it's so past tense and it's 50-some years ago, but I was just surprised that he wasn't more of a suspect. It just seemed so obvious to me when I was watching the footage, and I, unless, again, you know, he's now president, so the government was really able to, you know, shut that down, shut any of those theories down.
Well, look at all the money that stood to be made and was made with the elimination of Kennedy. You know, Kennedy was no golden boy, by the way. He was a miserable reprobate. He was into drugs, women, all kind of sin and licentiousness, despite, people thinking that he was a good Irish Catholic boy. I think mm-hmm. he did have a good side. We're all sinners, let's face it, and one sin is really worse than the next. It all gets us into hell if we don't repent. But he was really going overboard, and when he got into LSD, I think he really let himself be in a position to be taken advantage of, and that's certainly what somebody did. I don't think
I didn't know he did LSD. Oh, wow, I didn't know that.
Yeah, you know, towards the end, that's one thing that I thought to myself when I learned about that. You know, that's a hell of a thing. It's one thing to be seeing a doctor and get your uppers and your downers and your pain medication, but when you're getting illicit LSD from the whore down the street, who, by the way, happened to be married to one of his agents who was supposed to be protecting him. I mean, that alone, when you're sleeping with another man's wife and you're the president and he can't get to you, that's enough to spur any married guy to put a bullet.
So there was a lot of people that could have had motives, huh? Yeah, absolutely.
But the LSD, do you want the guy with the nuclear football to be on LSD? I mean, come on.
Man.
He got to abstain from a few things. But, you know, Johnson, he suffered from what so many of our recent presidents have, and they all have this reckless disregard for limits. You know, I mean, he didn't want mm-hmm. just a better society. He wanted the great, well, you're too young. He wanted a great society. He was delusional. You know, he declared a war on poverty with no idea of how to go about fighting that war. And let's face it, you know, I don't know what lunatic ever got it in their head to declare war on things that really cannot be defeated. You can work on these things, but it's not like really fighting a war. And that's
not to interrupt you, but just like right now, everybody wants Donald Trump to fight a war on opioids. You can't fight a war on opioids. I mean, you know, people are in pain. That's the point I was making earlier. You were going to actually say something about
that. You're absolutely right. You're absolutely right. And I don't know why people are so eager to give up their rights when it comes to things like that. You know, we've talked about this before. If someone wanted to take away your guns, you would say, no way, that's constitutionally protected, God-given right. These things are inherent. They're not alienable. You cannot take them away. I cannot give them away. Yet when it comes to what we can and cannot put in our bodies, we say, oh, government, please help us. That is crazy.
Like with sugar and with, you know, the cup sizes in New York and with, I'm surprised also that we let the government get involved. But the reason why we do this is because Americans think other Americans are stupid. They think that we need the restaurants
They are stupid.
Yeah.
They are stupid.
So what were you going to say on opioids?
Well, listen, you know, let's talk about these stupid people. You know, I turned on C-SPAN this morning, and almost every call except for mine was people saying, yes, we've got to do something about these opioids. In other words, don't put the responsibility on individuals. Please, government, come and do something. Tell us what to do. Save us is a god. Now, why would anybody, and this is why people are stupid, why would they cede to government their right to decide what goes in their body? And since when, in a free country, do law-abiding citizens have their rights taken away and infringed upon? Because some people do stupid or illegal things. We don't do it with guns. We don't do it with cars. We don't do it with anything else. Yet, when it comes to, the evil opioids, and by the way, I'll talk to you another day about how skewed the stats are on that. But, that the Office of National Drug Control Policy put out one number, the White House put out another, and the DEA put out another number. So, do you really
trust government? No, exactly. With the numbers, you got to take those with a grain of salt. But we do have an issue. I mean, once you take a narcotic, even the first pill, you could be hooked. So there is,
doctor. Listen, you know the difference. Tell your audience the difference between, I hate when people jump to this addiction thing. There's a difference between physical dependence and disease of addiction.
What I'm saying is the point I'm trying to make is when somebody has a crap load of pain, their go-to, the system we have, such with our health care, et cetera, makes it such that it's cheaper to go and get a Vicodin than something that may really be a better medicine for nerve pain. Like Lyrica, for example. Lyrica's expensive. Who is going to prefer to pay for Lyrica when they could get Lortab for $4? And so, and once you get one Lortab and you feel great.
Tell people how many deaths are caused by NSAIDs. You know how many deaths are caused by that. And
in fact,
Vicodin, what about the Tylenol? Does the government say, wait a minute, let's decide what actually caused this death? And they don't. And by the way, they don't talk about the synergistic effect that occurs when people take multi-drugs and they have them in their system. If there's an opioid in their system, be it by pill or by street heroin, they say this is caused by opioids. And by the way, if you look, I'll challenge you on the whole epidemic issue as well. Look at what the CDC says, how what the proper protocol is. Take, for instance, you've talked about the Zika virus before. Compare what the CDC says is the proper protocol for treating an epidemic like that compared to what the government is saying about treating this so-called opioid epidemic.
I think the terms used are wrong. I'm with you on that, Tom. All right, I'm going to let you take a breather and calm down because you're one of the people that got their panties all up in a bunch.
I'm not mad at you. I'm just passionate about this.
I know.
Because listen, I've had so many comrades die in the street because cops are getting knocked off every year in record numbers because of this violence. It's just like Prohibition. I challenge anybody who disagrees with me to look at the murder rate prior to Prohibition, during Prohibition, and when Prohibition was ended, because it's the same numbers that you'll find prior to the drug war, during the drug war, and hopefully one day the drug war will end and we'll stop having cops die, citizens die, and children die. Why don't we
agree on this? It's all Lyndon B. Johnson's fault. All right. Thank you, Tom. Thank you, Tom, for calling in. 1-877-DOCTALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24/7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pain, nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-510-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-510-BACK to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-510-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.